Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report. We do this every Tuesday and Friday. It's presented by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com and also by the good folks at Schnucks. Lots to get into with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. Some updated news on the former first-round pick, shortstop Delvin Perez. Also, Adolis Garcia, 3 home runs last night at AAA. What does Dakota Hudson bring to the big leagues? Lucan Baker, a top pick, making some noise. All that and more coming up. It's covered here on the Minor League Report.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
As we do every Tuesday and Friday in Scoops with DannyMac.com, a chance to visit with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. And he does just a remarkable job covering the minor leagues and so many topics to get into on this Friday. He is a traveling man, Brian Walton. I guess we find you this Friday morning in Peoria. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm in the second stop of a 5-city road trip in 11 days. I started at Seton State College. I'm with Peoria now. They'll hit St. Louis, Springfield, and Memphis.
Well, let's go back to State College. What stood out with a pitcher named Michael Baird, the young man that you saw there?
You know, it's interesting in the draft, 40 rounds, you kind of lose sight in the third day of just the volume of players picked. But the Cardinals picked in the 23rd round, picked up a senior, a right-hander from a Southern Illinois Carbondale named Michael Baird. Tall guy, 6'6", 210, so he's slim. And in State College's game on Wednesday, Michael Baird pitched a 5-inning no-hitter. And the only guy that he allowed on base was a guy he walked, and then he promptly picked him off. But, you got a young arm, a kid who pitched almost 100 innings in the college season, so the Cardinals had a pitch limit of 60 pitches. They let him go 64 to, finish his inning. But, taking him out of the no-hitter, there was no dilemma in that case because, you're trying to protect a young arm. And I got to talk to Michael. I never met him before. But I went and interviewed him after the game. And for those who subscribe, you can listen to the interview. It's just so wonderful to hear the excitement in a young man's voice who has his first success as a professional and, how much that just means to him personally as well as professionally. It was really fun.
Yeah, that's the best. When you get a chance to see a young man either make a debut or have success, it's about as good as it gets. So many fans are curious about Delvin Perez, the former first-round pick and young man from Puerto Rico, shortstop. Where's Delvin Perez right now in his career?
Delvin Perez is probably the best place that he's been since right after he was signed in 2016. He had trouble last year with a bad edge out the city, got sent back down to the Gulf Coast League for a while. Then right after he came back up, he got hit in the hand by a pitch and broke his hand. But then this winter, he came back and he played international ball. He played in the World Cup qualifier under manager Yadier Molina and bench coach Jose Oquendo. And I asked Delvin if he's still in touch with Jose now that Jose, of course, is with the Major League Club. And he said, Jose is like my dad, and I speak to him every day. And I said, and I want to make sure, I just want to make sure because of language. I said, you mean every day? He said, yes. Jose calls me every day to see how I'm doing. He's like my dad.
That's incredible, and I'm assuming that those two have a very special bond, and I'm assuming that Yadier Molina periodically checks in just to make sure things are going okay.
Yeah, he said that he really has learned from Yadier Molina in terms of strategy and how to conduct himself on the field, and I don't think the relationship is quite as close, but they're all from the same homeland, obviously, and there's that added benefit, not only, of course, all being Cardinals. But, it's also great to see that, the guys in the major leagues are continuing to invest in the guys in the farm system.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian, when you evaluate the Cardinals minor league system, you're always doing rankings of the individuals and who's going 1 to 10 to 50 to whatever. Where is Perez right now in terms of being a major league prospect as you evaluate and as those that cover this game and the minor leagues evaluate Delvin Perez? Where is he right now?
When Delvin was first signed, we looked at where he was picked and the amount of money that he got, $2.2 million, and said, this kid, we're going to put him in the top 10 prospects in the system. And that was before he'd ever, really played a professional game. And he hit 297, something like 290-something his first year in the Gulf Coast League, and it was in the top 10 in that league in batting average at 17. He thought, okay, that's a good start. His defense was good. Perez is a tall, skinny kid, but his hands, his reflexes, defensively, he has the tools to be a major leaguer, no doubt about it. The question is going to be, will his bat come along enough that he can be an everyday starter. And when Perez started to have trouble last year, he kind of slipped down every month when I redid the rankings, and now he's down in the 20s. It's because of that rough year that he had last year. Now, his success in 2018 is good, but, I mean, short season play has only been going on for 6 weeks. So, let's see if he can do it over the next month. And, Perez needs to get into full season ball. It probably won't happen this year, but he needs to get into full season ball and kind of get his career accelerating, because this last couple of years things kind of slowed down for him.
One of the most intriguing players the Cardinals have in their system is Lukin Baker, second round pick out of TCU. He's at Peoria. You saw him play last night. Give me an update on where Lukin Baker is with his Cardinals career, albeit brief, but where's he at right now?
I mean, you can take a look at the stat sheet and it says, 6'4", 260. You say, well, that's a big guy. I was amazed when I saw him in person for the first time yesterday. This guy is huge. He is a huge man. And he obviously can swing the bat. We saw him last night. He didn't have any hits, but he had a line shot to left field. The exit velocity was measured at 111 miles an hour.
Wow.
111. So this young man can clearly hit. He's coming back from a broken leg that he had in April. So, he's not 100% probably physically yet. And, he'll probably work off a few pounds in now that he can, do his full range of motion. When you're, on one leg, obviously he probably couldn't work out as much as he would like to when he was down. He played a handful of games in the Gulf Coast League, and predictably, he dominated the 18-year-old pitchers there. Now in the Midwest League, and I'm going to interview him today, I want to talk to him about what he's seen in terms of breaking pitches so far, because he's going to see a lot better breaking stuff than he did, obviously, in the GCL.
For sure. Last night at AAA, Adolis Garcia with 3 home runs. Now, if anybody watches the games on Fox Sports Midwest in spring, or you attend spring training, you always see the young outfielders, and we talk a lot about them. Tyler O'Neill, Adolis Garcia, Oscar Mercado, who we're going to talk about momentarily, but Adolis Garcia, give us an idea of where his career is and how his year has gone so far for the Memphis Redbirds.
Well, Garcia's 25, he's a little older. He had more experience in Cuba than Randy Arozarena, who's the other Cuban outfielder that the Cardinals signed in that big class a couple years ago. And as we saw, everybody saw Garcia in the spring. He started off very well, played really well. And it looks like maybe he's going to be a little bit of a hot and cold player, because when he started the season in Memphis, really the first half of the season was terrible. As well as the Memphis Redbirds went this year, Garcia and Arozarena, especially in the outfield, really, really struggled. And Arozarena's been up and down a couple of times. Now Garcia is, red hot. As you said, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, both of which tied Memphis team records. And the 3 home runs kind of catch your attention, but I don't mean to say it's commonplace, but, Tyler O'Neill hit 3 earlier just this week. We saw Matt Carpenter do it in St. Louis. It's a huge feat, but 8 RBI in a game had only been done once in Memphis team history. So, that was even a bigger feat. So, Garcia's a very interesting guy, but the other guy that you mentioned, Oscar Mercado, is quietly probably having a better year. Now, he's not a power hitter like Garcia. He's an on-base guy who can use his legs to steal bases. And Mercado is on the 40-man roster. Garcia's not. So, as we've been talking about all the pitchers, how tight the roster space is. If they need help in the outfield, O'Neill's obviously the next guy in the queue. But after him, certainly Oscar Mercado would be the guy. And he's leading the Pacific Coast League in stolen bases right now, batting close to .300, leading off every day for the Memphis Redbirds and doing a really fine job. And remember, this is a guy that 2 years ago was a shortstop that couldn't hit, and it looked like, his career was on the downside, and all of a sudden, kaboom, he's become now a really good prospect.
I was going to ask you about that, too. The transfer from shortstop to the outfield, how has he played defensively all 3 outfield positions, number 1? And number 2, what is he primarily playing at Memphis?
He can play all 3 outfield positions. He's a very good defender. He's picked up center field well now. He's, 2 years into it. A plus defender, and, he can run. So, he's an interesting guy when you think about the fact the Cardinals haven't had a traditional leadup hitter on top of the lineup. And I know that gets into now, can Matt Carpenter hit anywhere else in the lineup other than leading off? And I didn't believe that was an issue before, but I believe it more now than ever before. But, on a clean sheet of paper, Oscar Mercado is the kind of guy that you'd like to put at the top of your lineup. Let him stretch those doubles into triples. Let him get on and steal a base. Because not only is Mercado stealing bases, but he has improved his stolen base percentage Last year it was around 65%. This year it's more like 75 to 80%. And any base dealer who can steal 75% or more, and when you're stealing 20 or 30 bases a year, I mean, that's a very good added bonus where you can steal some runs.
For a guy that covers the minor leagues like Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com, it has to be satisfying to see some of the players that you've been covering for years get the handshakes and the hugs on the field. Maybe they get pulled early from a game, and you realize, uh-oh, he's either moving up or, you know what, he's going to the big leagues. That happened the other night with Dakota Hudson. And, you know, by all accounts, Dakota Hudson will be part of the Cardinals. Just give me an idea of his resume and what fans can expect to see when they finally get the chance to take an up-close look at Dakota.
You know, it's a funny thing. I've seen some folks talk about Hudson's rise to prosperity this year, you know. And it's funny. Last year, he was the Texas League Pitcher of the Year. He was an all-star for Springfield in both the first and second halves. There wasn't any way Dakota Hudson could have had any better of a 2017 than he did. But what he's done this year, obviously, is he's moved that success up to AAA. And he's a guy who's got a fastball and then, 94, 95, sinker. He's a sinker ball pitcher, so he's not a high strikeout guy. He's got a cutter, changeup, a curveball, slider. He's got multiple offerings. The challenge with him, as we've talked about many times, is he wasn't on the 40-man. The Cardinals really didn't want to bring him up. But they're at the point now where I think they need him. And, you know, he could be a difference maker for the season, whether he's put in a long relief role or he gets a spot start here and there. Not really clear yet how they're going to use him.
TheCardinalNation.com. If you're a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals minor leaguers and the stars of tomorrow, make sure to go to TheCardinalNation.com. Brian runs that website. And, Brian, what do fans get if they go to your website? And, in particular, what are they going to take away from your five-city trip?
Well, what I'm doing, Dan, is I've started a log for each of the five cities I'm going to. And so I'm adding things, tidbits of information I pick up about, say, the catcher who caught Luke Weaver's bullpen the other day, or, you know, how this injured player is progressing toward his return. And, you know, that's all the news I can pick up from these cities I'm putting in a log that I'm sharing with the subscribers to the site. When I'm at each location, I'm talking with the manager and doing an in-depth interview on what's happening with the team. So I'm not talking about a five-minute just touch on the high points, but go into, okay, how's this team playing? What are you trying to do with the guys? Who are some of the top players? But also, who are some of the guys that maybe are overlooked when you look at the stat sheets? You don't notice what their contributions are. So those, and in addition to the normal interviews, they'll have interviews up with Lucan Baker, with Delvin Perez, and some of the other stars we talked about over the next week.
Always great stuff, Brian. Thank you. I'll see you in St. Louis next week.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Many thanks to Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Nobody covers the Cardinals minor leagues better than Brian Walton. I dropped this morning a new podcast. I think you'll love it on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is with Matt Carpenter, the three-time All-Star, a 30-plus minute conversation that covers his draft, signing, contract extension, All-Star game, what it means to be a Cardinal, the shift. It's all covered with Matt Carpenter. I think you'll love it. I'll have a game preview coming up tonight with the Cubs and Cardinals. It's game number one tonight on Fox Sports Midwest. That's later this afternoon on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. This has been brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at TheHomeLoanExpert.com and the good folks at Schnucks. You need groceries? Think local. Think Schnucks.